Have you ever had a teacher who was completely wrong about their own subject? My geography teacher, Mr. Peterson, confidently told our class that Australia was smaller than Greenland. When I politely raised my hand and corrected him, he laughed and said, "Nice try, kiddo, but I've been teaching this for 15 years. I think I know my continents." He pulled down the yellowed world map hanging behind his desk and pointed smugly at both land masses. "See? Just look at them. Greenland is obviously much bigger. This is 8th grade geography, not rocket science." The whole class turned to stare at me like I was the village idiot challenging Einstein. I tried explaining that map projections distort the size of land masses near the poles, making Greenland appear massive when it's actually much smaller than Australia. But he waved his hand dismissively and cut me off mid-sentence. "Don't embarrass yourself further, Sarah. This is basic geography that every educated person should know." For the next week, he kept making passive-aggressive little comments during class. "Remember, students, some people think they know better than their teachers who went to college for this." He'd glance directly at me while saying it. Kids started avoiding me at lunch, whispering that I was the girl who argued with teachers about obvious stuff. My best friend Emma even pulled me aside after class. "Just let it go," she whispered. "Everyone knows Greenland is bigger. You're making yourself look stupid." But I couldn't let it go because I knew I was right, and it was driving me absolutely crazy. Then came our unit test on world geography. I sailed through questions about capitals, rivers, and mountain ranges. Then I hit question 12. "Which landmass is larger, Australia or Greenland? Explain your answer." I stared at that question for a solid 5 minutes, pencil hovering over the paper. Write the wrong answer and betray everything I knew was scientifically accurate, or write the correct answer and fail the test. My grade point average flashed before my eyes. I needed an A in this class to stay on honor roll. Finally, I took a deep breath and wrote, "Australia is larger. Australia covers 7.7 million square kilometers, while Greenland covers only 2.2 million square kilometers. The Mercator projection makes Greenland appear larger than it actually is." He handed back tests the next day with mine dramatically placed on top of the stack, marked with a giant red X and 5 points scrawled angrily across my answer.